It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Cudahy to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and Twin City Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. On our Sacred Animal section of the show, Wendy Pilot will be talking about 45 and his administration and how dogs are allowed to be suffering and allowing big game trophies back in the U.S. Our guest this week is Linda Thompson of Boys Fort Chippewa. She serves as the membership and outreach coordinator for the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, and she will talk about historical violence and its origin, healing, and upcoming events. And finally, our very popular segment that we like to call What Does My Elder Think? We'll be asking my elder, Curtis, on his spin on local, national, and Ho-Chunk news. We are pre-America, the descendants of the people you couldn't kill off. Each week we discuss on Native Roots Radio what is important to us. We talk about our sacred animals, native lands, and how their natural resources are in danger. We speak against pipelines that go through our native and treaty lands. We put out tobacco for our relatives that are suffering from alcohol and drug problem. We support all language warriors that are preserving our language and way of life. To our missing and murdered Native women, you are not forgotten. This show is dedicated to those who give back, fight back for our people. We are the resistance. We are awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How? That was one of the best howls. Hey, I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy has been an animal advocate for many years, and she's a volunteer Minnesota State Council member for the Humane Society of the United States. And she works on animal issues at the state level. Tell us your name and what you will speak about today.
Hi, everybody. So my native name that Uncle Curtis here gave me is Hanaji Hihani. I just want to remind everybody I am not native. I am a white woman married to a Native man, but I do have the Native ways in my heart.
Uh-huh.
So I just want to say that. You know, every week I have a commentary and I talk about pretty serious issues, and it never fails. Every week I kind of stumble over my words sometime. I remember last week I couldn't say a word that I could say any time
aluminum?
Of the week.
Could you say aluminum?
Asphyxiate. It was asphyxiate or asphyxiation.
She wanted
and I
to
couldn't
say
get
that.
It out. And, you know, so let's wait and see what happens today because you never know. Okay, so 45, his administration is up to no good again. Hey, Robert, can you please remind our listening audience who 45 is?
Okay, that 45 is our president, and we don't like to say his name, so we call him 45.
We call him 45. Okay. Well, we all know how he disregards the environment and how he only really cares about rich white people, even though he says otherwise. But he also doesn't care about animals. And I'll be talking about two ways he's hurting animals. He's hurting them a lot more than two ways, but I only have 7 minutes, and this is new updated news.
Okay, Wendy, what's the first way he's hurting animals?
Okay, so the Trump administration is helping puppy mills avoid public transparency. You know, it used to be that citizens could go on the U.S. Department of Agriculture website, the USDA, and immediately access inspection reports. 45 changed that shortly after he took office, and now there is zero transparency. And not just on the website, documents are being blacked out too. So people who wanted to ensure they were buying puppies from trustworthy breeders could get on the U.S. Department of Agriculture website and make sure they were the breeder they were inquiring about did not mistreat the animals. You know, with the website pages gone and the USDA blacking out documents, there is officially no way to know which breeders are violating the law and mistreating their animals.
Wendy, I thought if a breeder was licensed by the USDA, it meant that they were reputable.
Yeah. You know, John Goodwin, the Humane Society of the United States Stop Puppy Mill campaign, says having a USDA license for breeding dogs is just like having a driver's license. You get to hold on to it even with a number of citations, except now no one knows what those citations are. The worst people in the world could be selling to pet stores, and no one would know the difference.
You know, this story hits really close to home. We adopted three former breeder dogs who lived in a puppy mill in terrible conditions. What's the next no good thing 45 did?
Yeah. You know, we do have the three dogs, and they did live in horrible conditions. They were breeder dogs, and it's really sad. You know, when we take Gracie for a walk in the fall, and she didn't know what leaves were because she never walked on leaves. She was afraid to walk on them, so she jumped over them. And it was kind of this cutest little saddest thing we ever saw. So, yeah. Okay. So, the next thing, 45 is reneging. He originally said he would ban the import into the U.S. of big game trophies. He did say not too long ago that elephant hunting was a horror show, but he changed his mind. So 45 and his administration has moved to allow hunters to import big game trophies, including elephant tusks and lion hides acquired in certain African countries, with approvals granted on an individual basis.
You know, how will they decide who gets a trophy and bring it? Is it just going to be his kids or sons or what?
Exactly.
With the small hands.
It is. Well, I just read an article that his two sons do have a trophy hunting business in a couple of African countries. But according to an article in the New York Times by Rachel Neuer, dated March 7th, 2018, the Endangered Species Act stipulates that in order for such trophies to be approved, exporting countries must demonstrate that hunting enhances survival of a particular species in the wild, and reinvesting the money into conservation and by supporting local countries. The whole thing sounds pretty fishy to me. I can't see how it could be implicated ethically. The New York Times article reports that hunting organizations point out that big game sportsmen who pay $100,000 or more per hunt to shoot a lion or elephant can provide indispensable funding for conservation. The article went on to say the decision was long sought, listen to this, out by the Safari Club International and the National Rifle Association. Well, of course they don't care about elephants and lions, that they're killed and that their body parts are brought back into the U.S. It's the NRA. Safari Club Chief Executive Richard Parsons said, as much as some people have distaste for hunting in southern Africa, it actually works and is very positive for wildlife conservation. The article goes on to say whether safari hunters ultimately helps or harms fragile animal populations is a controversial question.
Where does the HSUS stand on trophy hunting and puppy mills, Wendy?
Yeah, well, the Humane Society of the United States says every year hundreds of thousands of wild animals globally are killed solely to obtain a prize. That is, the heads, hides or pelts, and even whole stuffed animals to hang on a wall, throw on a floor, or pose in a room. The practice is unethical, cruel, harmful, and unsustainable. The public rejects trophy hunting according to a recent nationwide poll by 2-to-1 margin. The concept that individuals kill remarkable and rare animals for recreation and trophies is no longer accepted to the large majority of Americans. And on breeder and puppy mill records, Humane Society of the United States says too many breeding dogs endure lonely and unhealthy lives in puppy mills. The best thing you can do is to adopt a homeless dog from a shelter or a rescue group. And the Humane Society of the United States challenges the USDA over mass removal of animal welfare records. So, HSUS, the Humane Society of the United States, has very strong lawyers, and they are working on getting those records back up and running on the USDA so that people who want to know whether they're getting their dog from a reputable breeder can do so. And it's really kind of, sad that this is happening. So we'll see what happens, 45 well, goes back and forth, He says one thing and then he changes his mind.
One of the things, Peeny Gigi Wendy, for all the information that you bring on our sacred animals, I just want to say that when it comes to dogs, especially, some of our great medicine men are named after dogs and that have named a dog in their name. All things are relatives. What we do to everything we do to ourselves, all is one. That's a quote from Black Elk. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We'll be right back after a short break with Linda Thompson with the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The Neighborhood Cafe is a locally owned and operated business and proud sponsor of I'm Awake. Enjoy a great happy hour Tuesday through Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. with specials on food and drinks. The Neighborhood Cafe serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all made from scratch daily. Located next to O'Gara's in St. Paul off Snelling and Selby, stop in and try one of their specialty sandwiches or delicious burgers paired with a local craft beer. More at theneighborhoodcafe.com.
MN350 is a grassroots, volunteer-driven organization fighting for climate justice and a swift transition away from a fossil fuel-based economy. To get involved, visit mn350.org or find us on Facebook at MN350. Building a climate movement in Minnesota.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States. And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Ho Smoke Junk Gaming Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, I want to welcome Linda Thompson, a Boys Fort Chippewa member, serves as membership and outreach coordinator. That's a tongue twister. I should have practiced that one. For the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition. And I know we play a couple PSAs, and we're really excited to have you here. Pini Gigi, and welcome.
Thank you.
So let's get started here. Let's talk about a few things. What does your organization do?
We provide a lot of different services. Right now we're doing national technical assistance to tribal sexual assault programs across the nation. We have two employees who are dedicated to traveling all over. Mm. We also have a program called Mobilizing Native Men and Boys in Sexual Violence Prevention. Native men and boys creating media, facilitating community events, and a Native boys retreat.
Mm-hmm.
We also have prostitution and trafficking of Native women and girls, education and information. We do membership and outreach to the tribes within Minnesota. So we try to bring our programs and our technical assistance and training out into the tribal communities within Minnesota.
Pini Gigi. So let's talk about what's happening in April.
In April, we are participating in what is known as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And it is not just within Minnesota, but it's all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of some of those things at a glance is everybody that does work in crime victim advocacy and prevention, they are aware. It's referred to as SAAM, Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal is to raise public awareness about sexual violence and educate communities on how to prevent it.
Mm-hmm.
This year, SAAM is celebrating its 17th anniversary with the theme Embrace Your Voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's to inform individuals on how they can use their words to promote safety, respect, and equality to stop sexual violence before it happens.
Mm. Good one, sister. So let's talk about just a little of the historic perspective of what we're doing right now.
I think as a Native person, I was, as you start learning more about the condition some of us are in, before healing and as we start on our healing journeys, that there is a historic perspective that we need to acknowledge, and that is in our original languages, there were no words that described the act of rape or molestation.
Mm-hmm.
In most languages, those words do not exist. So upon colonization and what happened was the biggest way you could break down a community and a people was to attack its women.
Mm-hmm.
And destroy the children. So what happens is it created an oppression that creates an environment that has high statistics of sexual violence in our communities. A lot of people, I know when I was a younger woman, we didn't discuss such things. There's a lot of embarrassment and shame and a lot of pain that goes along with it.
And a lot of victim blaming.
Yeah, well, also by our own families and communities because of the shame and the embarrassment. But when it was coming in and was taught to us through the colonization and the boarding school era, that was something that it's almost like somebody gives you a gift you don't want, that you don't know how to handle it, and you inadvertently either can self-destruct or cause more pain by passing it out again, you know. So through healing, though, and I guess through the teachings of our grandmothers and our grandfathers, we can stop it, heal, and restore peace in our communities, our homes, and within ourselves through those teachings. It's there for us. It's in our blood to know what to do to help ourselves. We just have to listen and take time to
breathe.
A lot of the, I did about 11 years working on a reservation in North Dakota doing direct service. And a lot of the suicide attempts and ideations were directly related to sexual violence that hadn't been either, I tell you what happened is wrong, and I'm sorry it happened, and I make sure it doesn't happen again,
right?
Once somebody gets the confidence to tell.
Well,
most of the ones that either completed or had attempted had been victims where there was no resolution. They told somebody, but nothing happened.
I know this is a little off subject, but I know as a recovering person, that a lot of my friends that are women have been sexually abused, and I imagine in our nations too. That's huge.
Well, I think that statistically, nationally, what I see here on the SAM information is one out of two women have experienced sexual violence or rape in their lifetime. We also know that it's a problem for men. It's something one out of five men, and we know that the stats are higher than that because most people don't tell what's happened to them. So if we don't tell, how can we ever start to heal? How can we ever create a place where we're at peace with what's happened along our journey? And we need to be the people that protect those who have no voice. We need to be the person who speaks up and who says what's happening is wrong. And it was wrong from the beginning, and you didn't do anything to deserve any of it.
Ooh, sister. That's, again, you know, I'm an older person, and blaming the victim has always been the way of colonization and just the way it's been. You know, and thanks to the Me Too movement that's come out too, that people are really speaking up, and hopefully we got a lot more sisters coming out, and men
need to have a voice and a place at the table, and they need to create a healing environment, and we need to be supportive as women, as mothers, as daughters of men, as nieces of our uncles and the granddaughters and the mothers and the grandmothers of men. You know, we need to have them also speaking out on behalf of the LGBTQ community, which is actually targeted. Target is for human and sex trafficking is the way I understood it was to humiliate and degrade. And amongst our people, the Two-Spirit had a place
of
honor. And they had special gifts they brought to the table for everybody. Everything we do, each of us, is for the tribe and for the people, right? Either the Oyate or the Anishinaabe or, you know, it is for the people, whatever we're doing.
I know when they first came, colonization, they got rid of the head of the tribe and the women, and then the Two-Spirit people, the medicine men. Thank you. So we're gonna return after this short break. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm here with Linda Thompson from the Minnesota Indians Women Sexual Assault Coalition. We'll be right back.
While I'm pregnant, I can keep our baby safe by not drinking, smoking, or using drugs. But how are we going to keep her safe after she's born?
When I grow up, I look forward to dancing in powwows, going to college, and being successful. But I don't want to be one out of three American Indian women to be raped or sexually assaulted in her lifetime.
As relatives and friends of Native women, it is our responsibility to stand up and speak out for every woman's right to be safe in her home and the community.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
MN350 is a grassroots, volunteer-driven organization fighting for climate justice and a swift transition away from a fossil fuel-based economy. To get involved, visit mn350.org or find us on Facebook at MN350, building a climate movement in Minnesota.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells.
Experience the difference. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin.
Must be 21 or over to play.
With your AM950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today will be partly cloudy with a high near 36. Tonight, a 50% chance of snow with lows around 28. Sunday, a chance of rain before 1 p.m., highs around 38. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with lows around 21. Monday, high of 37 and a low of 19. EatLocalMinnesota.com's restaurant of the week is Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club, one of the most beautiful destination fine dining restaurants in the Twin Cities. Offering a unique and contemporary spin on continental cuisine, Crooner's is located at 6161 Highway 65 Northeast in Minneapolis.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Neighborhood Cafe. Good food, good friends.
I want to welcome everyone back, and we're here today with another section with Linda Thompson. She's a Boys Fort Chippewa member, and she serves as the membership outreach coordinator for the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition. So let's talk about what you want to talk about right now.
Okay, I was going to discuss a little bit about the work that's being done on the national level.
Uh-huh.
We have a national Native American coalition, and it's called the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center out of Lame Deer, Montana. And it interlinks all of the coalitions. I would like to say that Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition is the only Native national sexual assault coalition. The rest are dual, so they provide services to both domestic violence and sexual assault programs. We have Mending the Sacred Hoop out of Duluth that handles all of the domestic violence information. So this book I brought to you is called Restoration, and it's Native sovereignty and the safety for Native women. And the highlight and the latest is bringing awareness against domestic violence for murdered Indigenous women. And they have led marches, and they kind of are like the leadership, a lot of Native women lawyers who went to Washington along with the advocates to talk about the reality of Native people and victimization and the low prosecution rates and the high rates of addiction and the other issues that come in when there are no responses from the judicial system or law enforcement. So they brought forth that information, and they actually changed the relationship from government telling us what we need to do, where they listen to our people and our government. So now they have what they call consultation, where they bring tribal government leaders together to meet with, say, Department of Justice leadership. So it is called a government-to-government relationship and consultation to discuss where we're at, what are some of the things we see we need, and what are some of the things they can do to support us, instead of them dictating what is going to come in, because it's ineffective. If you're living on the ground in Indian country, then you know what the reality is. If I have to call the police at 3 a.m, how long is it going to take for somebody to come and help?
Exactly.
Or will anybody come and help? So when they hear the truth, then they can respond thoughtfully and give us programs and services that are more effective to create a safe environment to raise your family and to live.
That's an awesome thing. I know, just being Native, there's a 3 or 4 prong kind of situation. And one is that we're invisible.
Yeah.
We're not here anymore. And that's just part of the issue that I see, because every day there's a Native woman that disappears.
And there's Native men that are disappearing. There are women. And we had a march this February 14th, which is like a day of action. But we went along with some co-sponsors and had over 700 people and local artists, Native artists, took interest in the night before the march. They had a gathering down at the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, and they helped create art to be able to focus on this issue. It is something where they're not going to be quiet about it anymore. They're going to be vocal and loud, because there's a great grief amongst our people, not just for this, but for the tragedies that are happening daily.
Right. Still here in 2018.
Yeah.
That's the biggest parade we've had so far. I think that's the third year for the gathering. I was going to try and make it out this year, but I hurt myself. Got to see it Facebook Live, and it was very powerful. I think another thing for me that's very powerful is when I see a red dress hanging.
Yes. Yes, we saw that. And we actually have, as a part of our conference, where they're going to be making red dresses as a part of, we'll talk about that in a little bit, the conference that's coming up. But yeah, that's a big movement. It's very
powerful.
Yeah, it is. It's emotionally, it's almost shocking.
Yes.
That it represents somebody's life, and it's somebody's, you know, somebody's mom, somebody's daughter, somebody's sister.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And, you know, being invisible, they're, you know, some people thinking of us as subhuman. It's just a tragic thing. And I'm Pinigigi for getting the word out and what your organization does, because we need that. We need to get it out in the forefront. And I think you have good momentum going.
Yeah, I think it comes from the spirit and from our ancestors and our blood. And it's like it's rising up and shaking us awake, right?
Uh-huh.
This summer, I had a really weird experience right at the place that I'm staying at. And I was on the phone with a spiritual leader that was at a place of gathering for a missing woman in Fargo, North Dakota. He had been called by the family. And he asked me, he told me what he was doing there, and he said, "This is the prayer I said this morning," and he told me the prayer, and I was kind of like, I didn't know why he was telling me this, and then he said, "The reason is I want you to pray that way and tell others to pray that way too." He said it's hard on the family, but it's hard on all of us. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody loses a part of themselves when one of us goes missing. So he said that, and then we hung up. And I walked outside the house, and there was a SUV driving by. And in there, when they saw me come out, they stopped the truck. And I said, "Can I help you?" And it was a woman rolled down the rear window. And it was the mother. She said, "I'm trying to find a place to hang these posters." And it was her of her son.
Oh.
And she had heard that he was missing and that he had had a sighting down in the Twin Cities. And she was coming to make that aware. So that was within a 20-minute span. And if that's how the Creator has to shake me awake, because otherwise I just keep moving along in my life and barely moving, but I can move. And so I know there's something powerful. And
there's
we
no
need to
coincidences.
All, yes, we
there's
need
no
to be alert. I want to also discuss some of the resources that MUSAC has developed. I am one of the newer people on staff. I've only been there about a year.
That's
and
how
a half.
They picked you to be on our show, I think.
No,
they
because
said, get the new person.
No, because she's the best speaker and the best representative. That's
no, I work with some phenomenal people, but I've got about 20 years of advocacy experience and we're living on the reservation and doing work across. I used to be the executive director for another coalition in North Dakota that worked with the five tribes in North Dakota. But some of the research, I've always been proud of MUSAC staff. I've watched as our coalition was developing, their coalition was developing, and we'd meet at these national meetings, and we'd all get to highlight or talk about the work that we were doing. And some of the things they've done is they created a Native-specific 40-hour sexual assault advocacy training and curriculum, which is a week-long that training that if you sit through it, you'll be certified as an advocate within the state of Minnesota.
Mm.
It was approved by the Department of Justice, so it's pretty solid, but it's also emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually draining.
Mm.
By Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You're dragging, but if you do it, you're doing the work anyway. It's mostly advocates that come to that training.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have a LGBTQ Two-Spirit Resource Guide. We're, I believe, the first coalition to have that, and now we have other people that are coming. We have Making Space to Rise, Native Men and Boys Changing, Challenging Sexual Violence. Also, we created a resource called Keeping Native Children Safe When Sexual Abuse Allegations Are Raised in Custody Disputes. And we also have Live Respect Curriculum for Native Male Youth, Liberation and Anti-Racism Workshops that have happened. And this is my activism videos that are on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel.
Oh.
We also have a Facebook page.
We're going to have to link that when.
Okay. Yeah. We have. And a website where you can get all of our resources. Everything we do is for free. The traveling, if we have to go outside of our service area, unfortunately, isn't free. But if it's within our scope, we can do it. Also, webinars, teleconferences. We run a listserv where all of our information is pushed out.
Hmm.
We have sexual violence training and education, community outreach, and organizing. We'll help the programs on the ground to organize their communities and engage however they want us to. We're going to do it.
Wow. That's a full service right there.
I think the Garden of Truth was something that they highlighted, and it was the prostitution and trafficking of Native women in Minnesota. It provides powerful personal accounts of the violence, poverty, survival, and strength from the voices of Native women themselves. It was the first ever study based on personal interviews and stories of 105 Native women survivors in the Twin Cities, Duluth, and the Bemidji area. And it was done by, I think, about four or five people that did a whole interview process, very hard on them to listen and hard to know that this was the life that somebody was experiencing.
Mm.
They provide, it actually created a document here, and that's online also.
Wow, that's powerful. So we got a couple minutes left. Let's just back up a second here, and let's throw out what is the main purpose that we want to talk about.
We want to talk about how you can help create safety in your community and within your home. And it's by being educated. We have all the resources now. If you have a smartphone or a phone, you can read about things, be open and listening. And if something you're listening to is troubling you, I encourage you to take some time and think about why is this bothering mm-hmm. me. And sometimes if you need help because it triggers a lot of our own pain and some place that maybe we haven't revisited or we covered up with a lot of different busyness. But there is healing available for every one of us, and we all deserve to have a well-balanced, healthy life. There is nobody that too much has happened, or, and I know those are some of the messages we get, and some of the stuff that comes with Christianity is that there's sins involved or somehow, you know, I was to blame for it. Anybody who has sexually violated, what advocates talk about is that whatever you did to survive, it is the right thing. Do not question yourself. Do not tell yourself, I should have did this, I should have did that. And talk to an advocate, because they'll help you through that process and get you into help. There's also medicine people, where we have ceremonies specifically designed to respond to any of the trauma. Our people were genius. It is, whatever came up, we had a way to deal with it. There was nothing. As long as we had breath and life, there was possibilities.
Oh, this is powerful.
Okay. Powerful. I do want to talk about this before we leave, and that is that it's free to be a member of MUSAC or the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition. Just get online, fill out an online app, call me up, and I'll send you one. But we have a conference coming up. It's going to be in Mille Lacs, the 12th annual Restoring the Sacred Trails of Our Grandmothers, Pathways to Ending Gender-Based Violence. Some of our co-sponsors are Men as Peacemakers out of Duluth, Mending the Sacred Hoop out of Duluth, and the Mille Lacs Band Family Violence Prevention Program. It's going to be April 4th, April 5th, and April 6th. We always have a traditional powwow. It's going to be a self-care carnival. We talked about the Red Dress Project and the artwork. That's going to be made available in the back. It's free, and we do offer some scholarships. So for mileage and sometimes hotel rooms, we'll help you to get there if we can. So that's free to membership, and it's free to be a member.
And thank you, Peeni Gigi, for being here and all your organization does. We'll be back after this short break. Native Roots Radio.
The Neighborhood Cafe is a locally owned and operated business and proud sponsor of I'm Awake. Enjoy a great happy hour Tuesday through Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. with specials on food and drinks. The Neighborhood Cafe serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all made from scratch daily. Located next to O'Gara's in St. Paul off Snelling and Selby, stop in and try one of their specialty sandwiches or delicious burgers paired with a local craft beer. More at theneighborhoodcafe.com.
MN350 is a grassroots, volunteer-driven organization fighting for climate justice and a swift transition away from a fossil fuel-based economy. To get involved, visit mn350.org or find us on Facebook at MN350. Building a climate movement in Minnesota.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States. And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Genocide, lost language, rape, isolation, colonization, assault, disease and torture, school, lost sexual family, abuse, relocation, lost customs, allotments, hate, reservation. Fear.
History has taken its toll on our families. Our fathers and grandfathers, our mothers, our grandmothers, they didn't deserve to be raped and abused. I don't deserve to be raped and abused. Today I walk with pride. I'm reclaiming my body, my heritage, and traditional customs that value all living things. I'm learning healthy boundaries, and I stand with Minnesota Indian women to end sexual violence. Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Six unique, fun, exciting, winning destinations located throughout central Wisconsin. Make your rounds to Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, or Wisconsin Dells for the hottest slots, most exciting games, award-winning guest service, delicious food and spirits, lodging, and live entertainment. Join the Ho-Chunk Gaming Rewards Club for free. And with a single card, you can earn valuable points no matter which of the six locations you choose to play. That means more exciting.
exclusive offers, giveaways, cash back, discounts, and much more. Visit us online to see all we have to offer and find the fun times nearest you at HoChunkGaming.com. So wherever you are and however you like it, we're just the place you're looking for. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin, Wittenberg, Nakusa, Black River Falls, Toma, Madison, and Wisconsin Dells. Must be 21 or over to play.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and today we're talking with Uncle Curtis about whatever comes to his mind. This is What Does My Elder Think?
This portion of the show is brought to you by S&J Coffee Shop on Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. The good stuff.
Yes, it is the good stuff. Welcome, Choka. Can you tell us your name and what you'd like to talk about today?
Aho, Pinagigichuske. My name is Mashke Hanajinga. I walk on a white cloud. My colonized name is Curtis West. I just want to say hello to baby girl.
Hello, Kim.
Aho to all my family and relatives and friends in four directions. I pray all is well. Uh-huh. You know, my little thing I do over here for Native Roots is just some announcements, some shout-outs, events, and, you know, things like that. And I got a little Native wisdom for you today. And the events or the birthdays I want to talk about today is there's a couple of our relatives from the cities here. The one is Sandra Ann. She told me not to say her age, so I won't say nothing on that one.
Smart.
And the other one, too, is another one that she won't want me to say. It was Rhonda Ray Hunt from Minneapolis over there. And another one, a special one from us over here is to this multitasker guy we know named John Greendeer.
Oh.
Yeah, very gifted man. So
I had to block him on Facebook because he makes us all look bad. That guy does not stop working.
he knows everything. I love it for him. And then one special shout out too is to my son Dallas and my daughter Jade's mother Michelle. Happy birthday! You know, when I say that to her, you know. So, and we got another relative out here too. Her name is Vicky Reed, and you know, hope you're getting healthy, sister, like that. You know. So.
Oh, Vicky.
And then we can't forget our elders, you know, so we got to go like that with the Ho-Chunk elders that we have this week coming up. Happy birthday to Elliot Garvin, Norman Snake Sr., Mary Whitegall, Anthony Lone Tree. I want to say happy birthday like that, you know. And another one, I got a special request. I want to give a shout-out. I want to do it right away, so I want to give a special shout-out to Verna and Dave. Special request, and here you go. I want to say it to you. So, all right, and the other thing, you know, like I said, we're going to go with some events and some announcements. That first announcement I wanted to say is that, you know what, tonight you got to set them clocks spring ahead, and daylight savings, they call it, you know. So, you know, don't forget to set them because you might get a little too early to bingo or, you know, somewhere, you know, like that. So, you know, we don't want you early to appointments.
What time does Goodwill open?
Aho. But, yeah, don't forget to set your clocks. And let's see, Sunday, March 11th, they got this event going on out there. It's called the New Native Theater Presents. It's from 2 to 4 at the Stillwater Public Library, 224 3rd Street North. And they said they have a variety of performers in a form of short plays highlighting Native American themes and events. So that's, and it's a free event too. So,
and that's from the Stillwater Parents Committee, right?
That's
Native
correct.
Parents Committee. And the new theater, I've seen them do some stuff, and it's exciting to have them.
And then there's another thing that's always important to any nation, you know, that language is very important to us. So the Ho-Chunk Nation's got their class on Tuesdays up at the branch office in St. Paul. That the beginners' classes start at 4 o'clock, and the advanced language starts at 5:30. You know, there's always food. Like I said, welcome to bring something up or, you know, bring your feed bag. You know, there's going to be plenty of food up there, you know, so we can say it like that to you, you know. So, let's see, on March 15th at 6 o'clock at the Ho-Chunk, it's their area monthly meeting. That's another thing. Like I said, there will be food. So, you know, don't feel bad if you want to bring something. So do it like that, you know. So
It's good to see everybody there.
And this announcement is very important, kind of fitting. I read about it today. I want to say congratulations on the one-year anniversary to Strong Hearts Native Helpline. Their number is 1-844-7-NATIVE, And, you know, it's a safe, confidential, they say it's a safe, confidential, anonymous domestic violence helpline, you know, so that number is there. We'll have the number on the line here. And another shout-out I wanted to give to my Wangsheek Native brothers down there in Winnebago, Nebraska. Their high school basketball team lost a heartbreaker this morning in overtime, 64-58 for a state championship game. And
we're proud of the Bagel Boys.
Proud of the Bagel Boys. And you know, hey, you guys had a great season. Another shout-out we wanted to give a large Pinagigi to the drum group that went down before the game started, and they brought a drum down there and some good singers, and they had some regalia dancers out there. But they did one good song that, how they started that game, they gave the honor flag song, and it went, and it was beautiful. You know, I wish I was there, you know. But, yeah, so the other thing I wanted to say with Robert here is that tonight is AM 950 Radio presents a Blue State Ball 2018 from 5:30 to 11. It's at the Blaisdell, 2322 Blaisdell Avenue, Minneapolis. A special night for AM 950 listeners to celebrate that Minnesota is still a blue state. And you can get tickets at the door.
And know what else you can get from April and Tane?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're going to have a booth over there. We're going to have a lot of nice merchandise, hoodies, T-shirts, and different things, you know.
And you might meet Choka Curtis there walking around. I think he's going to have his Billy Jack hat on.
I'll be looking for you. So come on out and join 9:50 a.m.
Yeah, and Wendy and Crystal and I will be out there celebrating the fact that we are still a blue state, and excited. We're always excited to see. I know last year I came in back in town from the big march in Washington, D.C., did the show, and then we went to the Blue State Ball, and it was like, it was an amazing thing, wasn't it, Wendy?
It was awesome. Yeah, we were just newly on the radio. We didn't really know what we were doing.
Well, we still don't know what's going on.
But we didn't even have any cards, and people were coming up to us and talking to us.
And now we have T-shirts and hoodies.
Nice, yeah. Nice. Woo, we're moving up.
Getting together.
Moving up in the world.
Let's see. And I always like to give a Ho-Chunk word of the day, you know. Oh. And so we're going to do that because what the word today is, it's what I love to do is waduch.
Waduch.
And that's eat.
Waduch. I like that too. We're going to use that word today. Say, Deka, do you have any native wisdom for us today?
Oh, I sure do, Wendy. There's one, it goes like this. It says, nothing is so strong as gentleness. Nothing so gentle as real strength. Sitting Bull.
Uh-huh.
Nice. I like that.
I do like that. So you'll be there tonight. Wendy will be there tonight. And we're excited to see a lot of our friends out there that give us shout-outs and we run into. It's exciting to get out there and just get see that.
Yeah, there'll be other hosts to other shows there and people who support us. Yeah.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah, uh-huh. From Chief Plenty Cow Crow. The ground on which we stand is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I've been your host, Robert Pilot. I am awake. The revolution is kicking into high gear. I would like to thank all our listeners and our studio audience today. Pini Gigi to Wendy, Linda Thompson, Choka Curtis. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
We are awake.